Welcome back to another episode on A Dose of Nikki. You know, I've been thinking as of late about how we treat each other, how others treat you or me. Now, on a personal level, we can take each other for granted. Let's be serious. Let's be real. And say hurtful things without realizing it. Why? Why do you think that's the case? It can be on the norm. It can be the norm in a relationship. A friend of mine pointed out how when she says something funny, people will say, "You're so stupid." Now, she's taken aback by it, as she should. It's a statement used so often that it became normal, and she was perceived as being sensitive. Go figure. Remember when the woman in the laundromat was furious about the worker calling her stupid? Same here. It's like cursing. We curse because it's a word filler, lack of a better word to use in the moment. So a curse is used instead. In the case of my friend saying something funny, instead of saying, "You are funny," they chose to say, "You are stupid." And it's a put down. I remember the elders in the South being offended if you would say, "You're crazy." Crazy. You know, there was a complete halt in whatever was going on. The elder would say, "My now." Now, that's a loaded statement. That means you are being disrespectful to someone older than you. You're crossing the line, and there could be some serious repercussions for that statement. You have been warned. Two words. Mine now. Powerful. Now, you can go on and test the waters if you want, but I would advise you not to. Why? They took what was said literally rather than figuratively. However, no matter how the person who is saying it meant it, it's how the person on the receiving end accepted it. It comes from a place of comfort, saying what you want to say to others without taking their feelings into consideration can be hurtful and insensitive. You are measuring the recipient's reaction or acceptance level based on how you would take it or how you want them to take it. Because oftentimes people can dish it, but can't receive it, making it a one-way street. It's easier that way. No feedback. You don't have to own anything. However, saying whatever you feel to someone without considering your words and the impact is selfish and inconsiderate. Period. And when you experience this behavior, you have to say, "What the what? What in the world is going on?" And in today's society, we have a lot of "what the what" is going on till it makes your head spin. Politics, violent crimes, injustice, racism, drugs, war, mental health. The list is extensive. You know what's interesting, though? You want to know what's very interesting? You know that song by Marvin Gaye, "What's Going On"? It was released over 50 years ago, and it is still relevant today. Very scary. You know, the words he says, he's like speaking to the mothers. "There's too many of you crying," he says. And when he's talking to the men, the brothers, he says, "There's far too many of you dying." And then he goes on and tells us that we have to find a way to bring some loving here today. Now, I already told y'all about leading with love, right? And then he states, "War is not the answer." Now, wait 1 minute. What's going on? We got two going on right now. Two. Ukraine and Russia. And then you got the thing going on with the Palestinians and stuff. It's absolutely insane. But it still goes on. And then he says, "Picket lines and picket signs do not punish me with brutality." Now, you know, we not too long ago was going on about these picket signs. We had picket signs and stuff like that going on with the George Floyd and all of this stuff that went on during and after COVID and stuff, right? Okay. And this last one, he says, don't judge simply because of our hair. Our hair is long. Being different. Back then, I guess you had like the hippies and then you had the brothers with the perms and stuff. So he was talking about that and how, you know, the generation transition was an issue with this generation being so conservative and very much, you know, church driven that they could not accept this new generation. Okay. This outspoken group. This group that looked different, walked and talked different, and this was difficult. So it was a battle. I just find it fascinating. Now, we can take it one step further because he does say father when he mentions the war. So war is not the answer. So it could be because that generation of men were transitioning that the fathers and the sons were at war, battling each other. Oh, it gets, you know, and that's not the answer because you need to listen. And so, you know, so we could go on with that, but I'm going to stop there. But I'll tell you this, many of the what occurs when small-minded people are involved. Small-minded. Remember what I said, not thinking out the box and you're cursing because you're making it a filler, small-minded. So true story. I went to this fundraiser function. It was wonderful, wonderful, especially since it was for a good cause, right? And there was a cell phone sitting on the table, on one of the tables the group I was in were sitting, you know, and someone inquires, whose phone is that? And no one really knew, no one knew whose phone it was. We just started with a light chat about it being an Android, trying to narrow it down to the people that it might belong to or the person that it might belong to. And then kind of like, because it's an event, you know, the attention shifts to a different conversation. And then I vaguely remember hearing the DJ say something about a phone. And then shortly thereafter, one of the men from the group says, I'm going to get out of here because this guy thinks I stole his phone. Now, I'm confused. I'm like, what? But apparently, when the announcement was made, he took the phone to the person or to the DJ and the person was there, whatever, and was accused of stealing the phone. Okay. I told you, true story. And we can't make this up. I'm just stating the facts. So now, we're on our way out of the venue, and the same guy walks up to the man who turns in the phone and says, the next time you steal something from me, and before he can complete his sentence, he punches him in his face, knocking the man down to the ground. What? What is going on here? So he stole the phone and returned it? What thief you know does that? Please tell me, because I'm not a thief. I don't really know thieves, but I don't think thieves operate like that. He couldn't have just found the phone for you just like he did? No. The one only feasible explanation was that he stole his phone. Had to. Or was it a reason and an opportunity to assault him? This was such a far-fetched, unreasonable and unimaginable response. It was scary. It was downright scary. This small-minded person was irrational and non-negotiable. It was non-negotiable with him. This all stemmed from his wife. It was her phone. So another man finding or touching something that belonged to his wife set him off. It was deeper. It was deeper than what we saw on the surface. I'm sorry. Now, let's just say this story would have taken another left and the person that was assaulted was carrying and retaliated. Now what? Like Marvin Gaye says, there's far too many of you dying. What the what? What is going on here? Why can't we just leave people alone? Let people be. If you feel you are going to hurt someone, become violent, or start some ish, fall back and think before you act. Or you sense things are not going to go right with someone. Walk away and make that mental note to leave that person where they are, right there. And granted, the man that's found the phone tried to do that. Sometimes these situations just take a twist and it really isn't much to do. But he was trying to make that conscientious effort. Thank God he's okay. Thankfully he's okay. You know? But it's just crazy. But we have to just leave him right there. Because messing with a small-minded individual is very dangerous. They do not have the capacity to process and make logical decisions. Let us remember to lead with love. Let's do that. Please, do not take the next man's shortcomings personal. Let it go. Because even that young man, I actually feel sorry for him. That he has such a small mind, way of thinking. His way of thinking is so narrow that I know he struggles. I know he struggles. And I feel bad for him. So I know it's not easy. I know it's not easy to let go, but just leave them right where they are. It's worth the work. It's worth it to just leave them there. And here we are. Here we are. Until next time, on A Dose of Nikki, be well, my people. Be well.